Now, you might remember from previous weeks, we've been looking at research developing positive key performance indicators for nurses. The idea was that by gauging responses from hospitals around the world, nurses would have a benchmark to compare themselves to. Val Wilson is the Director of Nursing Research and Practice Development at Sydney Children's Hospital Network and a Professor of Nursing Research and Practice Development at the University of Technology, Sydney. She was one of the researchers working on the project, and now the team has gone a step further.
Well, my colleague, Professor Tanya McCance in the University of Ulster, and myself have been working on this project where we've been testing out measures of nursing and midwifery practice that are based on the perspectives of patients and their families. Tanya and I and our research assistant, Nicole, kind of worked together to come up with this idea of developing an app for iPad, basically, that is a one-stop shop to not only collect the data more readily from patients and families, but it actually analyses the data and then, once you reach your numbers, gives you a report. And so we think that nursing staff will really like the ability for them to be in control of doing that, but it's easy to do and can be done relatively quickly.
So is that something that we're going to see rolling out now across all of these places you've been working?
So certainly the aim of the app is that we're going to be testing it. We're actually going to be testing it in two new centres rather than in the centres that we've already been working with. And we're going to be testing it mainly across adult services, because our project was in paediatrics and we know that it's not paediatric specific, so we're going to be testing it across the adult sectors. However, the paediatric centres that have been with us for the last 2-3 years, if they're continuing to use the KPIs, we're certainly going to be offering them, you know, the app, so that they can do that in a perhaps reduced time frame from what they've been currently using.
Do you see this kind of having a mass use in the future?
I think so. I mean, our plan is that we check out the app and test it, if you like, and make sure that it's as good as it can be before putting it on open access. The idea is that we could have any organisation across the world wanting to use the app, and they can select to be benchmarked against other organisations that are already using the app. So the idea is that we spread it as wide as we can.
Why hasn't anyone done this before?
I don't know. We've been so focused on measuring other things that I just think it's always been the case in nursing that we haven't really been clear about what we should be measuring that says something about nursing practice. So when Tanya was looking at these, developing these KPIs, she wanted something that really spoke about the contribution of nurses and midwives. The kinds of things that we currently measure are usually things where care hasn't gone so well. So we measure things like falls or medication incidents, and they're indicators of when things haven't gone so well. And they're not specific to nursing or midwives. They are kind of could be any cause. So we were keen to kind of look at, well, what is it that nurses do and how do they add value to the care experience of patients and families?
Have you met any resistance, or are people just generally positive about jumping on board?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we have 20 clinical units in this paediatric study, and we haven't had any dropout. Once people have signed up, and we have a kind of strict guidelines in terms of they've got to have executive support, they've got to have support outside their clinical area to help them do it, and then they've got to have internal buy-in. And once we got that up and running, and staff could see the information they were getting back, there was a real sense of positivity about it, and we certainly haven't had any dropout. And we've expanded from those original 20 units, and we now have a number of other centres. And they're the same. There is a positivity about nurses and midwives getting information back about their practice as in a timely manner that gives them something that they can work on then.
And that positive reinforcement is always such a great learning tool. But from the perspective of the patients, what do you envision them getting back from this experience?
Yeah, well, if you can imagine, in those 20 centres, we've had over 60 changes in practice already based on the feedback that staff have got.
So, oh, what, like What things have changed?
So things like just a kind of concrete example is providing better information for parents and children when they're admitted to the clinical unit. In some of our centres, we have parents who come from long distances and they suddenly find themselves in a ward. They're not sure of anything around about them. And so just simple information like where to get a cup of tea, where the local bank is, things like that. We're finding that staff were assuming that families knew all of this kind of information. So just preparing information booklets. So that was one kind of simple example. Or discharge information that's easy for patients and families to understand.
Does this really come down to the fact that we haven't been appreciating our nurses enough and telling them that they're doing a good job and so they do get lost in the busy day-to-day life? And
well, I certainly think that's part of it, that you kind of just get busy doing and you don't stop and pause and think about that. And I'm not saying that people haven't been telling nurses that they're appreciated. Of course they have, but that's been fairly non-specific. It's not given them information about what they could do to improve. It's basically been, yeah, great, thanks, or actually, no, there's a problem here. And what we haven't been able to do is isolate what are the things that are really working well and what might we be doing differently. And I think this kind of data gives them that information. But the positivity of it also, you know yourself, if someone tells you something really positive about how you're doing at work or how you are in your personal life, you get that sense of feeling really good about yourself. And when you feel really good about yourself and what you're doing, you're more likely to do more of it. And that's what we think, you know, the more you get feedback. You know, we have nurses saying like, oh, I didn't realise that parents felt that way, that, you know, we were doing such a good job. The more that you get that, the more positivity it can spread. And I think that's what we believe the potential of this is. I think the fact that we've started to get some real grant funds for this research is really indicating to us the potential that establishments feel in the data that we're collecting. And so I certainly managed to get money to build the app, which is... it's simple in our heads how to do it, but of course it's much more complex than that. And then my colleague Tanya in Northern Ireland has worked hard to get a grant for us to test that out. And we believe we're at the stage in the platform that we can probably, once we get this information, we can fly and that we will get the support from the establishment to do this kind of work, which is not easy because it's seen as quite a soft science, but we believe that the potential is there for it to be a bit revolutionary.
Val Wilson, Professor of Nursing Research and Practice Development at the University of Technology, Sydney.